Exam Skills Trainer 1, Exercise 4.
Hello everyone. I'm Professor Eleanor Bradley and I'm here to tell you about what we've discovered so far about the origins of music. The earliest musical instruments found by archaeologists are 8 flutes uncovered in southwest Germany. These date back around 40,000 years, which made the archaeologists initially think that it was around then when our ancestors started playing music. Interestingly enough, this was also the period in which Homo sapiens appeared, a new species superior to the Neanderthals, who had previously inhabited Europe and who in the space of 10,000 years completely disappeared. Some researchers believe that the success of Homo sapiens and our growing interest in music is no coincidence. They argue that music brought early modern humans together into social groups, enabling them to prosper at the expense of the Neanderthals. The fact that the instruments that have been discovered are quite sophisticated suggests that they must have evolved from earlier, cruder instruments. This goes some way in disproving the theory that the Neanderthals had no knowledge of music or interest in it. The problem is that it's almost impossible to identify Neanderthal musical instruments. For one thing, they might have been made out of perishable materials that rot away quickly, in which case they no longer exist for us to find. For another, they may have been made out of materials that, through natural processes, were suitable for making music. To give you an example, the didgeridoo, a wind instrument made by native Australians, is made from a tree trunk that has been hollowed out by insects called termites. It's sometimes difficult to tell whether a hollow tree trunk is just that, or if it's a didgeridoo. One instrument we know Neanderthals did possess is their voice. This is something we've been able to establish by studying the shape of a tiny horseshoe-shaped bone in the neck called the hyoid. Some researchers think that the shape of the hyoid changed when our voice box moved down our throat to take up a position that allows us to talk and sing. The hyoid in Neanderthal fossils and those of an earlier human species called Homo heidelbergensis had the same shape as in modern humans, implying that their vocal abilities were rather like ours. By comparing ancient skulls, we have been able to trace the evolution of the voice, and we have discovered that even our 1.8 million-year-old ancestors may have had some crude ability to sing. Some researchers believe music may go back even further. Some primates seem to have an ear for a tune, despite the fact they don't strictly use music. Andrea Ravignani, of the Universities of Vienna in Austria and Edinburgh in the UK, has found that squirrel monkeys can recognise subtle differences in sound patterns in much the same way as humans can distinguish between different melodies or different word phrases in spoken language. Ravignani is currently studying the natural drumming of chimpanzees to discover to what extent it resembles ours. Scientists still have a long way to go to discover when music first began, but once they do that, perhaps we will know its original purpose.